flight home from New Zealand was very enjoyable. We decided to have a stopover in Los Angeles. It was interesting to see it, though it's not really my kind of city. Anyway, an amazing thing happened when we were at the airport waiting for our flight home. We were sitting in a cafe when a woman came up to me and said, "Are you Joe Stanton?" I didn't recognise her at all, but she introduced herself, and then I remembered her perfectly. We'd been at primary school in London together. I hadn't seen her since she was 11, so I don't feel too bad about not recognising her at once. Don't know whether to be worried or flattered that she recognised me.
We usually just get in the car and set off when we're ready, going wherever we feel like. That could be quite fun, as you never quite know where you're going to end up. But sometimes I feel I prefer to have something arranged in advance, so I can look forward to something specific. So this year, I managed to persuade my husband to book a week in a hotel in Switzerland in advance. We were going to go away as soon as Christmas was over and spend New Year there. I was looking forward to it so much. But when we came to start the car after Christmas, it wouldn't go. Everywhere was closed and we couldn't get it repaired. The trains and flights were all booked, so we had to cancel. I don't suppose I'll ever get him to book in advance again.
It was quite hard work, so I don't suppose that everyone would consider it a real holiday, but actually it was one of the best summers I've ever spent in my life. It was while I was at university, and I was working on an archaeological dig in the north of Scotland. We were excavating an old church, and one day we uncovered hidden treasure, some old silver and gold bowls and brooches, and other objects that experts decided had probably been hidden in the church when the Vikings invaded.
You don't need to spend a lot of money to have a good time on holiday, do you? But I must admit, a bit of luxury can be nice once in a while. My husband hadn't been very well, so we decided to go away somewhere really special that year. We went to a very expensive hotel in Paris. It was in an old palace, I think, and our bedroom was about as big as our whole house. The furniture was antique and beautiful, and the bathroom was amazing. We were served breakfast off silver dishes in our room. We went to local restaurants rather than eating in the hotel dining room, though, as that looked far too grand, and we couldn't understand half the words on the menu. We'd no money left for souvenirs, but we've got some great memories.
We had a simply brilliant time until it was time to come home. Then, when we got to the airport, we found that there was a strike by air traffic control staff in one of the countries that we were supposed to be flying over, and we were going to have to wait. Nobody could tell us how long we were going to have to wait for. The airport got more and more crowded, and it was desperately hot. In the end, we had to wait till the next day. I was late back for work and missed an important meeting, and to crown it all, my luggage went to South Africa and I didn't get it back for another week.